This is an auditing demonstration given on the 2nd of May, 1962. The title of this demonstration is TV Demo, Prep Checking, Part 1. This tape is 57 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, have a seat. Shut the door. There we go.
They can see me?
Yeah, sit forward. Yeah. Ah, girl. Now, here we are. I'm sure I got a pencil. Now, a little bit of coffee here. Put a strain on the situation. I hope that's all right with you.
Oh, sure.
You probably wonder why you were here.
I am consumed with curiosity.
Well, actually, you are here because you have had a continuing present time problem.
Oh.
And a bunch of alleged... What's the date? 2 May.
Alleged
prep checking was done on you. I've just given a lecture on missed withholds.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to show people how awful easy it is. You know, people just relax about the thing, you know, and just do it. It'll all be all right, but they don't. They manage to do everything else. Well, here we are at 8:24. Now, let's see what your tone are. Is reading here. Alright, isn't very bad. That's about 2.4. Sensitivity 16. Going to do is very, very simple. All I'm going to do is locate some of the missed withholds everybody has been playing tag with, you see, and they've been having a marvelous time with.
That's fine.
And we're going to straighten this up. But the truth of the matter is that apparently whoever was giving you a prep check was missing on most cylinders. I mean, I don't care if the person's there and hears me, you know. I mean, this is an oh my God situation. So. No, there's more to all this than everybody is doing, you understand? And it's also simple. So we're going to straighten this out. If we can, we'll see what luck we have.
That's fine.
All right.
I want to find out, too.
Well, you'll find out. All right. Okay. So, here we go. Is it all right with you if I start this session now?
Yes.
All right, here it is. Start of session. Okay, has the session started for you?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. What goals would you like to set for this session?
Well, to find the missed withholds.
All right. Good. Any other goal you'd like to set for this session?
Yeah, to get the PTP handled. To get the PTP handled.
All right.
That's enough.
All right. Is that enough? All right. Any goals you'd like to set for life or living?
Yeah, I want to get through the, make a concerted effort to study and get through this stupidity ridge I'm sitting in on material.
Any other goal you'd like to set for life or living?
No, that's enough.
All right, that's enough. All right, good. Now, here we go. Now look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room.
Yes.
All right, I got a little tick there. What do you?
I noticed the picture. Everywhere I go, I see that picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. Okay. Now look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room. All right, there's just one little tick left there. Anything else about this room? That's it. That's it.
Just noticing the bed.
Hmm.
Not anything special about it.
All right, it's going to kick on it.
Is it?
Yeah, that is. What's about that bed?
Rather out of place in this room.
It's out of place?
Yes.
All right, good enough.
Belongs in a bedroom.
All right, yeah. Very good. Okay. Look around here and tell me if it's all right to audit in this room. That's fine. Thank you very much. That's clear now. All right. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties?
Yes.
All right. There's just one little slightly latent tick on that you might say.
Well, it's difficult for me to reach for you.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
Oh, it is. All right. Okay. Are you willing to talk to me about your difficulties? That's fine. That came out. That's clear now. All right. Are you withholding anything? I got a tick there.
Just more of the same. I've got so many overts on you that I tend to individuate is my ineffectiveness on dissemination.
All right. Okay. Well, right this minute, are you withholding anything?
No.
All right. Thank you very much. Are you... Let me see if this is clear.
Mm.
Are you withholding anything? Oh, that's pretty good. There's just the tiniest tick there now. Just the tiniest tick. You might, put you... Right now. Just right this minute, are you withholding anything?
No, there isn't anything I'm not willing to talk to you about. There's a whole gob of stuff, of course, that I... got rattling around.
All right.
But not withholding anything from you.
All right. Very good. All right. Let me test this again. Are you withholding anything? Well, we've got that clear enough. It's nothing but a latent read.
Good.
Okay. Now, do you have a present time problem? That's, I get nothing, an equivocal registry on this. Very latent. What are you laughing about there particularly?
Well, just, I've got a chronic PTP.
All right. But right now, aside from that chronic PTP, do you have a present time
no.
problem?
No.
All right. There's a little tick there. There's just a little tick there. What is your problem right this minute?
Well, a little bit of, I hope that this session comes out so it's really instructive for the students.
Oh, well, I'm not, we're not running this session, you know, for the students. That's all right.
I know, but they feel very close.
Right? All right, very
almost
good.
In the room.
That's fine, and that's what you what you thought of there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, very good, thank you. All right, do you have a present time problem?
No.
That's dandy. I don't know, there was one little other tick there. I said dandy, but a little bit too soon.
Yeah, well, I do have a problem with the course. I could put my attention on the course at this time. And just an awful difficulty in passing material.
All right. Okay. Now, let me check this again.
Mm.
Do you have a present time problem? Well, there's an infinitesimal flick. We're getting it cut right down now. There's just an infinitesimal flick before a latent flick.
Mm.
There's two flicks here.
Oh, well.
All right. What might that be?
Well, am I going to be terminated next week without a classification?
I see. No, you were already extended, I think. That's
oh, was I?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We weren't worried about that.
Yeah, well, that...
All right. Instructions were that people that this caught with only 2 or 3 weeks to go and so forth, they got extended.
Mm.
It was automatic. All right. Let me check this again, okay? All right. Do you have a present time problem?
No.
All right. Well, we've got this awfully, awfully cut down, but there is just a little hair there.
Well, this could go into the chronic PTP, actually, because this is what I've got keyed in.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get effective enough to do something about my marriage and do something about dissemination? It's just the whole ball of wax.
All right. This is a constant worry to me. All right. Now, aside from that PTP, which we're going to take up here
yeah,
in
I
place,
know. That's...
do you have a present time problem?
No.
All right, I still get a tick.
Well, see, the course is part of this one because this is where I hope to get effective enough to do something about my littleness.
All right, all right.
And that's the only thing that is worrying me.
All right. Okay, let me check it again. Do you have a present time problem? I've got a tiny flick. right this minute. I'm not talking about now. We're going to take up your nice little course and dissemination. We're going to take all that up. But right here, right now, do you have a present time problem?
No.
That's it. Thank you. All right, I'm going to let that ride because we got it clean as a whistle. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I would like to do a little prep checking on you, if that's all right with you. What would you say to that?
It's fine.
All right, here we go. First thing I've got to do is look at your folder. And, we seem to, have been racking up a lot of OWs on the course, and OWs, OWs. Well, OWs aren't missed with those, and they aren't problems. Well, you got a lot of stuff here about snakes, about nothing but mill on that, and destroying plants and snakes. Somebody's having a ball here one way or the other. Wonder how far afield you can get. I don't have anything to do with it. Let's get into something here. Let's get into something here, shall we? Now you got a chronic present time problem about your not trying to upset your auditor or anything like that, if your auditor's here and all of this. It's not he. This started with your auditor earlier. And it's been going adrift. And all I'm going to get into is I understand you have a chronic present time problem now. It has to do with your marriage and your husband and so forth. Is that right?
Actually, part of it is Bill and Donna, too, the Scientology Center.
Yeah.
It's all one big ball of wax, really. It's all one big bunch of wax.
All right. Now, were you having trouble with your husband before you had trouble with the center?
No.
Well, you only had it since.
Actually, it all started at the same time. You see, I met my husband through the...
Oh, you met your husband
through... It all started...
I see. Well, we get a fall here on the center. We don't get much of a fall on your husband.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
How about your husband?
Well...
all right, and how about the center? Well, you're thinking about something else now.
I am?
Yeah.
Well, I actually don't feel that the problem with my husband is acute anymore because I can separate this one out. It's actually Scientology is my problem. How do I disseminate effectively?
All right.
You're part of it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And how long has this been a problem?
Actually, it's been a problem since 55.
55. Earlier? Earlier than 55? Yeah.
50.
50? There's a problem in 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting fall now. All right. This predates the center, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What about 50?
Well,
spring of 50?
No.
Summer?
It was in late September, early October when I met, read first
all
book.
All right. September, October. Okay. Did you have some auditing sessions at that time?
Yeah. That's when I went into Jackins. This he was my first instructor.
Yeah. Well, I well knew this particular combination. All right. Now what we're going to do here is we're going to operate on a zero question. And let me just test two or three zero questions here, all right?
That's fine.
I'm going to say, has an auditor ever failed to find out something about you? All right, that's not it. What should have been found out about you? All right, what should have been found out about you? Have you ever failed to find out about something? Now, what should have been found out about you? Well, it seems to have a little reaction there. All right. So we're going to put that down as the zero, in spite of the fact that it starts with what? And what should have been found out about you? What should have been found out about you? That's it. All right, now we're referring clear back to September, something like that. October.
October.
It's October.
Yeah.
October 1950.
Mm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And what should have been found out about you at that time? That's it.
Well, that I was actually didn't have, I was stupid. That's my biggest problem, is my stupidity.
All right. Okay. Very good. And, did your stupidity get you into some trouble at that time? No. Well, who failed to find out about this? That's it.
Well, Jackins.
Jackins? Jackins? Now, you'll have to come again.
Mm.
Who was it? Who was it? Are you gone? Well, who was it?
Well, I'm looking at Jimmy.
Hmm?
My first husband, Jimmy.
Jimmy? All right, was it Jimmy? Jimmy? We got a little halt on that. Jimmy? Jimmy?
Hmm.
All right. Anybody ever ask any prep check questions about Jimmy?
Overt withhold on him.
No, anybody ever ask you any prep check questions about Jimmy?
A husband, actually, not Jimmy's. Yeah, I think they did. I think Ava did.
Mm-hmm. When was that?
When prep checking first started here.
Hmm.
It generalized into what did you do to a husband? What have you done to a husband?
Well, what did he fail to find out about you in October of 1950?
Well,
that's it.
Yeah, that I was, using actually Dianetics to,
you got it.
I get real confused what I did.
All right, come on. You got it. Using
well,
Dianetics.
Well, actually, to establish a beingness that couldn't be made less of.
Mm-hmm. All right. What did he fail to find out? What did Jimmy fail to find out there?
Well, that I didn't consider myself anything.
Ah, I see.
That's what I'm hung up in. I totally make nothing of myself.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is that October of 1950?
Yeah.
All right. There we go. Hotter than a pistol. Okay. Now, who is this an overt against?
Well, Jimmy.
All right. And just what did you do to Jimmy there?
Well, I learned Dianetics at that time. I got to understanding it better than he.
Yeah.
And using it as a... I am smarter than you are.
Mm-hmm.
I do that to Charlie too.
All right.
But I did that to Jim.
Okay. And what did you do there specifically?
I took the first course under Jackins and learned about Dianetics, learned to audit.
All right. But what did you do to Jimmy there specifically?
Well, I made him take the course with me.
All right. That's it. Go on.
Just a field that was using then Dianetics to solve him.
To do what?
To solve him.
Oh, I see. Well, now we're back to what didn't he find out there?
Well, he didn't find out that I... that I thought he was more able than I was. I would always put out that I was more able than he was.
All right.
And I never let him know that I consider myself inferior to him.
All right. All right. Good enough. Good enough. Now, what did you do that he failed to find out?
That's it? Well, I read the first book, but then he found out about that later.
Yeah, but what did you do, specifically? Come on. What did you do, specifically? You must have done something there. Needle isn't falling on...
Reading the first book?
Nothing. No. I mean, the needle isn't falling on nothing here.
Yeah.
This needle's falling on something, and it's doing... rather steep, repetitive falls every time you think over this situation. So what did you do? You must have done something. Now, what did you do?
But he didn't know about it.
Yeah,
he didn't find out about it.
That's right. He never found out about it at that time.
Well, see, this is the one that's difficult for me because I would do it, and then it was I'd get even with. So he always knew what I did, but, he didn't know it was a get... Yeah, he knew it was a get even with, too.
All right. Good. That's fine. But what did you do? You see, you're mostly telling me attitudes.
Yes, I know.
You understand? I want to know something you did that he never found out about. That's it.
Anytime? You mean later than...
I don't care when it was. Tell me.
Well, yeah, okay. I did some stuff that he didn't find out. Later, though. See, I went into a promiscuity bit later, after I left him, that he didn't ever find out about.
All right.
But this was later then.
All right. And earlier, what did you do that he didn't find out about? I want a specific instance here.
Earlier.
I don't care when. You just give me one.
Yeah.
A specific thing that you did, with your paws and your head and your hands and you know, that you did. That he never found out about, that Jimmy never found out about. That's it.
I don't have anything.
Da-da-da-da. That's it, right there.
Well,
that's it.
It is? I've got an area of time, but I don't have a doingness.
Hmm?
I've got an area of time, but not a doingness.
All right, it's right in that area of time.
This is in Oklahoma in 1943, before I married him.
All right, go on. You got a tape. What did you... That's it, right there.
I did, huh? Something I did. I had...
That's it. You're right on it.
Well, I had some intentions to... Well, I did trap him. I'm gonna...
Is that something you did?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think he ever found out about that.
And he never found out about it?
I don't think so.
All right. And now, go into this further. What did you specifically do?
Well, I slept with him as a trap.
All right.
I used of my virginity at that point to trap him.
All right. Okay.
This is the biggest overt I have on Jimmy.
And what's the overt there?
Just I was a virgin, and this flipped him. You see, he seduced me at that point, and that hung him up.
I see. All
right. I intended to use it, you see.
All right. How do you state this now? Exactly what did you do? Not thought or intended. What did you do specifically?
Well...
That's... You're getting there.
Yeah, but I don't know how to state it, so it makes a good one question.
Well, you let me make a good one question.
Yeah, let's see.
You make me let me audit this. Huh?
Okay.
Just because you haven't been audited lately, why? That's why you're not being audited now.
Okay.
All right, let's go now. What did you do?
Well, the nearest I can come to it, and this sounds maudlin, but like I saved myself. You know, like mm-hmm. I stayed a virgin to mm-hmm. trap a man.
All right.
I had every intention all this life to do that.
All right. Okay. All right. You're getting there. It's ticking in.
Yeah.
I acknowledge you did that.
Yes, okay.
All right. I acknowledge you did that. I'm just driving it down in time, in a specific instance, at a specific moment.
Yeah.
An act. An actual act, not an intention. I want an act. What did you do? That's right. Oh, you're rocking on it. That's it.
Well, that is very much of an act, though, you know.
I mean, okay, but what is the act? There it is.
Well,
that's it.
To use this, I doesn't come out like a doing this, though. It's an intention.
I don't care how it comes out.
Well, just I.
You just tell me what you did, and I'll take it from there.
Okay, I spotted Jimmy in the environment, and I decided he was the man I was going to trap by sleeping with him, and then I was going to marry him.
All right, very good.
It was an intention to marry him.
All right, good. That's fine. And you got the tick then. And what did you do?
I slept with him.
All right. Very good. You slept with him with what intention?
To marry him.
To marry him?
Mm-hmm.
Or to trap him?
No, that's the same.
That's the same.
That's the same. Marriage is a trap, yeah.
All right. What about sleeping with a man to trap him, huh?
Well, this is fine, except he's the only one I did this life.
That's all right.
Well, the earliest one I did, I should say.
That's my girl.
Yeah, that's the earliest one this life.
That's a little more honest.
Mm.
All right. And we've got our what? All right. And that isn't... I'm not always doing anything accusative here. But you see, I operate very funny, Dorothy. I think it's what people do, not what they intend to do, that makes a prep check.
Yeah.
And of course, I know that's novel.
Yeah.
I know that's a novel theory. Look at here now. You've got an incident here. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when was that exactly?
That was in... May.
That's a girl.
Of 1943.
All right. That gives a nice little bing there.
Mm.
Very good. May of 1943.
Mm.
All right. We're back here in 43, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And, where was that specifically?
Norman, Oklahoma.
Norman, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was in the Navy.
Hmm?
I was in the Navy.
Is that a girl? All right. Very good. Now, should have appeared there and didn't.
Hmm. You know something that shouldn't have appeared.
All right, what was that?
Well, my girlfriend.
Aha. She did appear, huh?
Mm.
Hey, now. Very good. Very good. And who didn't find out about it?
The chief, you mean about her appearance or the incident?
Well, no, just who didn't find out about the incident?
Oh, my mother.
Ah, your mother
my
didn't.
Mother.
All right, that's my girl.
Yeah.
All right. Now, when was this?
It was in the evening, in May. Summer. Well, you can't tell about Oklahoma. It gets summer there fast.
All right. And just exactly where was that located? That's it.
Well, that was a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Out in the outskirts of town.
Good. Good. All right. Bing, bing.
Yeah.
Hang on it. That's bing, bing.
Yeah, I can... I know what hotel it was.
All
I liked
right.
it, the hotel.
All right. And what didn't appear there?
Well, I'm getting more, what is beginning to appear there is more the Miss Emotion.
Mm-hmm. And what didn't appear?
The room. I can't find it.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's good enough.
Sort of a hazy picture.
All right. Now, who failed to find out about this incident?
Jimmy's mother.
All right. What didn't Jimmy suspect there? That's it.
Well, he didn't suspect that I was going to hold him to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what he didn't suspect was that he would get that totally entrapped on it. Oh, I know what he didn't expect.
What?
He didn't expect me to be a virgin, of course.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That's what he didn't expect me to.
That's all
what he didn't
right.
expect.
All right. Well, that's yeah. very interesting thing for him to find out at that
moment. Yeah.
How did he take on about that?
Well, he flipped.
Huh?
He flipped.
He flipped.
Yeah.
And what did that mean for him?
That meant he was trapped.
Yes, sir.
That was a dirty trick.
All right. Very good.
That was.
Very good. And when was this again? That's it.
Well, you know, it was just about this time of year, early May.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the evening.
Mm-hmm. What time in the evening?
Oh, about, I should say about 12 o'clock
That's
at night.
It? That is, there it is.
So we went out first and then came back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, is there any more about that? Is there any more to that?
Well, just, it was messy.
How do you mean messy?
Well, I got blood all over my clothes.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is what Betty discovered.
Uh-huh.
And an unexpectedness on Betty.
Mm-hmm.
This is rather an uncomfortable situation for me.
All right, very good. And what failed to appear there?
Well, there's something very interesting going on here. There's Bob in the background, but somehow he's there and not there.
Who?
Betty's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Bob? What's that his name?
There was somebody else at the hotel with you?
Yeah, Bob. Betty's boyfriend.
There was somebody there?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Had they put up at the hotel?
Yeah, they were in another room.
Oh, I see. All right. Then they knew all about this.
Well, I don't think Bob did.
I see.
Unless Betty told him, which I don't think she did.
No.
I didn't tell him.
All right. He didn't appear then.
No, he didn't.
All right. Now, good enough. Now, who failed to find out about all this?
But Bob.
Bob did.
Actually, what keeps popping up is the Navy personnel out in the base didn't fail to find out.
All right.
Out.
Did you go into a vast withhold from all those people?
Yeah.
Should they have found out about this?
Yeah, actually, my senior officer should have found out about it.
Mm-hmm.
This
All
was
right.
a betrayal on her, actually.
All right. How was it a betrayal on her?
Well, she had a solid posture that her girls did not do these things. And
oh,
sort of made
I
this
see.
One stick with most of the gals.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. All right. That's very good. When did you try any of this earlier with a man? and it didn't work out.
Well, didn't...
That's it.
I get the earliest... No, this is... I think the earliest one is when I was 18. And...
That's it.
I chickened out.
Aha. We got the tick-tick there.
Yeah, I chickened out on that one.
And when was that?
I was in 1938.
1938.
Yeah.
All right. And what... is that all there is to that?
Well, no, because I did have the same intention there to trap him, but I wouldn't go through with it because I didn't know what the mystery. There was a mystery on Cleveland. I would have had to live in Cleveland, and I didn't know what it was about, so I chickened out.
All right, okay, and what appeared there?
Blackie. My friend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
He's an older man.
Very good. Very good. And what wise did he appear? How did he appear?
Well, he interfered.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Was this a knockdown, drag out?
No, just he raised hell.
What did he do?
He made me sufficiently guilty so that I blew off of him. Actually, I solved the whole thing by going to Seattle.
I see. This is your departure from where?
From Fromberg, Montana.
I see.
My hometown.
What town in Montana?
Fromberg, south of Billings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Attagirl. All right. Now, who failed to find out about that whole thing?
My mother.
All right. That's tick, tick, bang. Now we're really getting there.
Yeah. Mother and Dad.
Mm-hmm. They didn't find out about
this. No.
Do they know about it to this day?
No.
All right. You've never had anything to say to them about this?
Oh, no. They wouldn't have dug this game at all.
They wouldn't have.
Oh, no.
All right. And what did you do? Did you tell him something else? That's it.
Well, yeah, I told him that I wanted to get married. This was perfectly reasonable. But I didn't tell him that I had... Well, see, the one I've got there is that this is the only thing I had of any value.
What?
My virginity.
All right.
That's the only thing I ever considered was valuable.
All right. Very good.
Already knew I was no good.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, is there any earlier incident? That's it?
Well, it's when I was only 13.
When you were 13.
Yeah.
Very good. And what did you do when you were 13?
Well, this one was sort of inadvertent. Some guy spotted me and turned on a big admiration deal for me. I never could understand that one.
Mm-hmm. All right, what did you do there?
Well, I was just sitting in the park, minding my own business.
Uh-huh.
And he came along.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did do something there. I did try to force, like, I must be something if I attracted him and try to force the relationship.
Oh, all right. Very good. Okay. And when was that?
That was 1933. That was on Labor Day, 1933. September.
Labor Day, 1933.
Yeah.
Very good.
Labor Day celebration.
All right. And is that all there is to that?
I know. I kept up on going. Tried to foister some sort of a romance out of that. I couldn't make it, though.
All right. Good enough. But right there at that instant, right there at that moment, is that all there is to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Very good. All right. What failed to appear there?
Well, sure. The whatever I had mocked up as a desirable male failed to appear there because he sure wasn't.
All right.
You know?
Very good. Very good. Now, who didn't find out about this incident?
His mother.
His mother?
Yes.
Oh, all right. How old was he?
15. No, I guess he was only about 14,
13,
14, too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And she didn't find out about it.
Oh,
right?
No.
Was he upset about this?
Well, later I introduced him to my mother, you see, and then later he had a compulsion to introduce his mother to me.
All right. Funny one, that's Bing Bing. We're getting somewhere now.
Yeah, she disapproved, you see.
Did she tell you she disapproved?
No.
Did you tell her?
No.
All right, very good. Now, is there anything earlier than this?
Good heavens, no.
Well, was there anything earlier than this?
No.
I don't get much of a wraparound here on it. Is there anything earlier here about trying to sleep with a man to trap him?
Mm-mm.
Well, now we just had that go counter to what you just said.
Well, I'm looking at some...
Come on. What could there have been earlier?
Well, there was some sex play with my brothers, but that wasn't wanting to sleep with them to marry him.
Oh, all right. But how about trapping them? Did this trap them in some way?
Well, yeah, there was some wanting to be close to my brothers. Actually, this is interesting. That's that I want to be close to a man.
Yeah.
And I did want to be close to my brothers.
All right, very good. And when did this sexual activity take place?
Well, it was my brother Eddie. The incident there with, it was just straight his masturbation. Me letting him.
All right, good enough. And now, when was this?
Oh dear. I got a guess on this one, about 1928,
9. All right, good enough. Good enough. Is that all there is to that?
Yeah.
All right. And what appeared there?
Well, this...
That's it.
Yeah, it was too much misemotion. I mean, I couldn't easily confront his emotion on this one.
There we go. We're right there now. You this couldn't confront his emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Emotion appeared there.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's actually a sexual sensation on his part.
Mm. And you weren't able to confront that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. All right. Very good. Now, who failed to find out about that?
My mother.
Right. All right. There it is. Bang, bang. Very good.
My mother. Wow.
All right. Fine. How'd this trap your brother? That does.
Well, there was that emotional tie there. We had experienced something in common. This actually is a... Just the misemotion, it was the trap. Sort of a goopy misemotion that...
All right.
Couldn't ever have just a clean-cut type relationship. There was always that withhold there on his part. It's actually still there.
What? On his part?
Yeah, it's
to there. This day?
Uh-huh.
To this day. He's still afraid people will find out about this? Is that so?
Actually, he's afraid I'm going to mention it. One of these days I am. I'm going to pull that withhold off of him.
All right, very good.
I think that would help.
Okay. All right. Now, is there any earlier incident here? There's a little slowdown.
Well, this is the picture that I don't have any recall on, just a stuck visual.
Picture of what?
Of running to Mother and telling her about a sexual experience with my brother Jake. But this one...
Writing to your mother?
Running to my mother.
Running to her. And telling her about a sexual experience with your brother Jake.
Yeah.
When was that?
Well, I'm sure I was only 4 years old, but I don't know why this comes out then in the place where I was didn't live until I was six.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I've got some confusion in it.
All right. What is this, an overt act on Jake?
Yeah. It's actually an overt act on Mother, too.
Uh-huh. Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
All right. Was it true?
Yeah. It was true.
What was true?
Well, the experience, Well, no, I shouldn't say that because I don't remember the experience. I only remember running to my mother, telling her that Jake had taught me all about... I said, Mother, Jake told me all about fucking, you see, and my mother almost dropped dead.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Now, what didn't appear there?
Well, what the hell ever happened there?
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Well, who hasn't found out about this?
My dad never found out. My other brothers and sisters didn't find out.
They didn't find out.
No.
Your father didn't find
no.
out. And how about Jake?
Yeah, well, he found out about something because his mother beat him up.
Oh, I see. Was he punished?
Yeah, he was punished.
All right. Now, when was this?
Well, boy, sure seems like 1924.
All right. Very good. 1924.
Mm-hmm.
What time of the year?
Well, see, that's where I get confused, because it was in the cornfield, and I was 6 years old, that place. But the corn was, actually was high, so it must have been in the middle of summer.
Okay, very good. Is that all there is to that?
Mm-hmm.
What else is there to that? There must be something else.
Well, bunch of confusion, it seems like it's the same incident where I was sitting in the hallway or in the side porch with this mother had told me that it was more of an attitude of I was totally unacceptable to her, and just sitting in the hall there thinking, you know, things will never be the same again. But I'm not sure it's the same incident. It just seems like it.
Very good, very good. And what appeared there? All right, what didn't appear there? That's it.
Well, Mother didn't. I have a real funny feeling there of being all alone.
Mm-hmm.
That somebody else should have been there and wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right. Now, who hasn't found out about that 4-year-old incident?
Well, I sure haven't found out parts of it.
All right, all right. Anybody else hasn't found out about it?
Well, Mother didn't find out other parts of it.
All right.
The one that Mother didn't find out actually was, I don't think she realized how IQ and aid with this. I mean, I just straight decided I was no good on her consideration that I wasn't.
All right. Now, what are we talking about here that she considered you were no good? When did this enter into the situation?
Well, it was later in that incident, I think.
Did she tell you you were no good or what?
Well, yeah.
What'd she say?
Well, she gasped like this was the most horrible thing that anybody could ever do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I mean, what's
that? What'd she say?
Well, I think she appealed to God at that point that this happened, this horrible act that happened. I don't remember what she said. She was talking in German anyhow. I wouldn't remember German.
All right. What had you just done there?
Well, I told her that Jake and I had, I don't even remember what we did. I do remember telling her that.
Yeah, but what did you tell her? That's what.
I always told her that Jake and I were fucking.
All right, that's what you told her.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. When was this?
I don't know. 1924-26. I can't decide on this one.
Well. All right.
It must have been in 1926, because we were living in Frankfurt. But then everything had happened to me, I put into my barnyard anyway, so this could be another thing I just put into my barnyard.
Into your barnyard? Okay.
I drag all my pictures into my barnyard. It's the only safe place I had in my childhood.
Oh, I see.
So every time I get audited, I drag all the pictures from all over the place, and I'd go into the barnyard to look at them while I was in the auditing chair.
Oh, yeah. Now, where did this incident with Jake happen?
Well, I was in the cornfield, so that had to
be. What did you do?
Nothing? I don't know.
Something? Anything?
I'm sure it was something, yeah.
Well, was it nothing? Something? Had you done anything? This is just an outright lie on Jake.
No.
Did it get him in trouble?
Yeah, it did get him in trouble.
All right, who wouldn't want you to find out about it?
Who wouldn't want me to find out?
Yes.
Me to find out.
Ah, that's an interesting thought, isn't it?
Well, Mother wouldn't want me to find out about it, I would think.
That's it, all right. Mother wouldn't want you to find out about
it. No.
Would Jake want you to find out about something?
No.
All right. Is there a big agreement there you shouldn't find out about this?
Well, an agreement there that something like that would be better forgotten, which would be something we would have had in our childhood.
Everybody would agree that should better be forgotten.
Should be forgotten, sure.
When did you all decide to forget it and be friends? That's it.
Well, just sort of oozed into forgetfulness there.
All right, very good. But there was an agreement there.
Yeah.
All right, very good. When was that? That's it.
1926.
Very good. And what exactly happened there? Exactly what happened?
Well, I get an impression only. Now.
Oh, you can tell me what happened. Don't sit there reading your pictures. Tell me what happened.
All right. Actually, he did try to put his penis in me.
All right, very good. Was this your agreement?
Mm-hmm.
Or your connivance?
Well, it was, this was all right to do.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to communicate.
What was your idea?
No, I had learned a new experience.
Oh, all right. Very, very good. Excellent.
Yeah.
And, what appeared there?
Well, my mother's shock, because, you see, I wanted to communicate to her that I had discovered something new.
Oh, I see. All right. Very good. Excellent.
I didn't expect my mother to be shocked. I thought she would be pleased because I had found out something new.
All right. Very good. And who should have found out about this in later years?
Dad.
All right. Who else should have found out about it in later years?
Well, Jake should have found out about it, that I was this knuckleheaded.
All right.
I didn't know that this was something that should be kept secret.
Very good. And who else should have found out about it?
My whole family should have found out that I was knuckleheaded.
All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. Now, when was this incident exactly?
Well, it was in the summer of 1926. Actually, this one does feel more in place now. It's 26.
Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, fine.
It was in the summer of 1926.
Excellent. Excellent. And is that all there is to that incident now?
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Very good. And what shouldn't have appeared in that whole incident?
My mother.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And who didn't find out about it?
School teachers? Townspeople?
Oh, very good. Excellent. Anybody else?
You know, the one that's real shouldn't have found out is my stupidity there. My brothers and sisters, particularly, should have found out about this one. Well, Well, no, they still should know about this.
Yeah.
The stupidity.
Should they have found out about your stupidity?
Well, it still isn't all right with me for them to find it out.
All right. Okay. Now, what are we going to do here? How do you feel about this now?
Better.
You feel a bit better? Mm-hmm. A lot better?
Yeah.
You got something a little more in place?
Yeah, and it doesn't seem as hung up.
All right. Good enough. We're not through worrying this one. That one probably, but we're going to look some more on this line.
Oh, that's fine.
All right. Now, would it be all right with you if we took a very brief break?
That'd be wonderful.
10-minute break?
Mm.
Would that be all right with
yes.
you? And is it all right with you if I just ask one more question here? Now, have I missed a withhold on you? That's all right. Latent.
Mm. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. There was a latent.
Mm.
But that's all right. I'll check it again.
Okay.
Have I missed a withhold on you? There's a slight slowdown.
Well, just I didn't realize it to be this comfortable.
Oh, yeah?
Monitored by you.
Oh, all yeah. right, all right. Thank you very much. Let me check that once more. Have I missed a withhold on you? No, that's fine.
Mm.
Very good. We got that. And is there anything you care to ask before I give you end of session for this break?
No.
All right. Here it is. End of session.
Okay, thank you.